celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
I'm telling you, you could shout every sickness out of your life right now. You just gotta get desperate enough. You're not desperate enough yet. You still depending on your pills and your psychiatrist and your doctor. When you gonna start getting desperate for God to operate on you without a needle or a pill or a syringe or a surgery? I dare you to believe him now. He needs a new demonstration, and he wants to start with you right now. Lift up that language. Prove you're saved. Let every devil know. If you will lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset you, you'll have power of your own.
Everything he purchased in his victory at the cross, my warfare is to walk in it.
Culture should not change the church. Culture should not change the Christian.
We free ourselves from the chains of religion and timidity, and tomorrow we're about to change the world.
A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to your new breakthrough, where we still believe, and I mean believe, in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We still believe in the mighty power of the Holy Ghost and his wonderful giftings. And I am delighted that right at the outset of today's life-changing broadcast, now I want you to, as it were, come in real close with me now, because this is no ordinary day for you. I know that. God has sent me on a specific assignment with a very specific announcement to make to you over your life and to every adversary arrayed against you today. I am stirred up in the Holy Ghost today to bring to you fresh manna from heaven. And when you eat that book, blessed be God forever, the contents will manifest in your greatest miracle. When the enemy has a plan, I've learned this, you know, not everything, but a few things over the last 42 years of glorious gospel ministry. When the adversary has a plan to take you out, God Almighty is in front of that plan with his own plan already being executed to keep you in. You're not coming out. You're either up or getting up. You're not staying down. God Almighty has laid upon my heart a very, very specific word. Now listen to me. There are some folks watching today that don't normally watch. There are some folks watching today who have never watched, although I've been here 30 years. There are some folks that have occasionally watched. There are other folks who very, very faithfully view breakthrough. I ask God today to only have those in front of me that he divinely wants to hear and has prepared in advance to hear this singular word I'm about to speak to you again and over your life. This is your appointed time. God has spoken deeply to my heart that He has heard your cries. If He hadn't, He wouldn't have you there hearing me right now. He's seen your tears. And if you will listen very closely, very intently to the prophetic word that God has deposited in my spirit, I believe you will embrace that promise that God will, from this moment, sustain you. There it is. You should say that right where you are. God will sustain me. I won't lose. I won't be defeated. I'm not about ready to die. My marriage is not over. My relationship is not hopeless. I am not rejected by God. My best years are not behind me. Over the years, I've learned something. I've learned that when I need a miracle, God has always given me a directive. And when I obey that directive, that act of obedience determines my future. God told Elijah, one of my favorite stories in all the entirety of God's word, to go to a certain place at a certain time, the brook Cherith. There God said to his servant, there would be water to drink in a time of famine, and there would be food to eat, delivered, if you will, by the ravens in a time of national starvation. He lived there, got fat off the blessing of God, and then just as suddenly as that sustaining provision had arrived, it dissipated. It was gone. The brook dried up, and the ravens forgot that address. And just when Elijah thought, I'm surely going to die, God gave him a directive. 1 Kings in your Bible lays it all out. Your Bible says to Elijah, arise, you got to move. Secondly, to a specific place at a specific time. Go to Zarephath that belongs to Zidon and dwell there. I have commanded a poor widow woman there to sustain, hear it, sustain you. You're not going to die, Elijah. The provision will be there when the need is manifested, not a day early, not a day late, but I, God, will sustain you. In those days, even during the best of times, widows were not well off. In the natural, the last place in the world that Elijah would go for sustainment in a time of famine and drought and pestilence and plague was to the home of an impoverished widow woman. But listen to me. Elijah refused to reason in his mind. He said, no, sir. Let me share something with you. Reason is what you do when faith is not present. Reason, thinking about it, figuring out, how am I going to do this? That arrives in your life when you're no longer depending on God. Now, if you could have met your need, you would have. If you would have healed your body, could have healed your body, you would have. If you could mend that broken, torn, jagged relationship, you would have. Let me tell you where you are. You, like Elijah, need a miracle. And I've got to get you today to do what Elijah did. Here it is. Simply obey. Now, when the man of God arrived, he found that widow woman. She wasn't hard to find. She was out in the dusty streets with a stick, gathering up a few sticks. She had a plan. She's going to bake a cake for her and her son, who's too weak to even get up out of the bed. He is so emaciated from starvation. Elijah had no idea that this woman had only one meal left. Her plan, eat this and die, both my son and I. The first thing Elijah did when he saw that widow was give her a directive. He asked her for something to eat and drink. Now, that request seemed quite presumptuous. After all, he, Elijah, was the one who'd been well cared for by God at the brook Cherith with water and ravens feeding him flesh in the morning and the night. But through him, God was giving this precious widow a direction. At that moment, the widow's plan, as I said, was for she and her son to eat their last meager meal and die. Her sustainment was over. She had nothing left to support her. The underpinnings had all gone out. Everything she had was gone, and she had nowhere to turn but the grave. But she determined, this is a man, and that's God's word in him. And when she did, her barrel of meal never ran out, and her cruse of oil never ran dry. That's sustainment. That's God taking care of you when your resources are dry as the brook Cherith, and when the ravens have forgotten your address, and when you're about to eat your last meal and say, this is it, to sustain means to never return to the way it was before. I don't know. I wouldn't even presume to know unless the Holy Spirit revealed something to me, what the enemy exactly has arrayed against you. I know you're in a struggle. I know you're in a battle right now. This I do know, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can, he desires to remove every weight that's been pressing you down. He wants to change your season today in a moment. When you turn wholeheartedly in faith to God and take a simple step of obedience. The gospel's under attack. I see it across America and around the world. In fact, folks are crying out for our ministry more than at any time over the last 42 years. And do you know what they're saying? Pastor Rod, would you please come? There are so many waiting to give their lives to Christ all over the world and across America. You must be born again. So let me give you a directive. Let me be Elijah and you in the position of that widow woman and her son. If you can believe that I'm God's man and that God's word is in me, I believe you're on your way to a miracle of sustainment. I want to encourage you right now to sow your sustainment seed of $77. $77, because when Job lost everything, he put seven rams, seven goats on the altar. And God gave him back everything he'd lost, double. As you sow, I believe God's going to give you double for your trouble. He's about to manifest, I believe, and agree with you, for the greatest miracle your family has ever experienced. To remove the weight of your current financial crisis, and I believe he wants to do it in double portion. There are moments, there are God moments, when one step of faith toward God can change everything. Your miracle of sustainment, I believe, is as close as your phone. Would you call now or so securely at rodparsley.com and allow me to believe with you that as you sustain the gospel, God is going to sustain you.
Your miracle is as close as one simple faith-filled act of obedience. The law of sustainment calls for a blessing wrapped around a rapid supernatural move of God. One step of faith to sustain God's prophet produced a turnaround miracle for a widow's finances, family, and future. You've been selected in this faith moment to bless and to receive a blessing. Respond quickly and activate God's divine law of sustainment. Support the work of the kingdom and call now with your sustainment seed of $77. For some, your situation requires a larger seed faith gift of $300 or more. To thank you for sustaining God's prophet today, you'll receive Dr. Rod Parsley's new release, The Law of Sustainment, on CD, DVD, and digital download. God's law is unchangeable. When you sustain the man of God, you will be sustained. Call now and sow your sustainer seed of $77, $300, or your most generous seed. You only have moments to accept your divine assignment. The blessings of the law of sustainment are waiting to be released to your family, finances, and future. Sow safely and securely at rodparsley.com or write today.
Today, on your breakthrough, you are receiving a prophetic word, and I believe it's destined to release a supernatural turnaround in the situation you need it most. Now, let's get back to the story there in 1 Kings. When God directed his prophet Elijah to go to that widow's house, he had more in mind than just saving Elijah's life. God was intent on manifesting not only the miracle the woman and her son needed, but the one she didn't even know she was in need of. He was simply using Elijah, you see, to get her positioned for a miracle. But in order for God to manifest her miracle, she would be required to first receive a word, to receive the prophetic directive, the instruction, if you will, and then obey it. Now hear me, my precious friend, my dear partner, this is an absolute vital kingdom principle that you've got to get down in your spirit. God's miracles are manifested by what he does when we obey. Her obedience not only affected her situation, it also directly impacted the man of God's future. Think of that. When you need a miracle, it's important to understand that God looks at what men call the end, stands on it, and calls it the beginning. I'm just going to venture a guess right now that there probably has already come a time when you thought something in your life was finished. It was over. It's what the adversary screamed in your ears. Maybe that's where you are today. Whenever that was, I want you to do something for me today. I want you to write it down. I want you to put it in your cell phone, in the notes, as a reminder. Because soon and very soon, I believe you're going to look back and see that this very moment was the beginning of a whole new season in your life. Now, the widow at Zarephath thought she'd come to the end. Her plan was to eat her last meager meal and die. But God, hear me today, but God, God had a different plan for her, and he's got a different plan for you as well. He gave her a glorious new beginning through the divine intervention of sending his prophet Elijah with a word from God. With God, what you thought was the end becomes the beginning of the manifestation of the glory of God's kingdom in your life in a manner that you haven't even imagined. You can't conceive it. You haven't even asked for it. Now, did you notice something? You can't just read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. God said, I already told her to sustain you. Question, why didn't she know it? When he showed up, she didn't know it. At the very moment God speaks a word to his prophets, it's as if that word has already been given to you. This word is your word. Elijah didn't even know her name. I may not know your name. He didn't know anything about her. You may be watching for the first time. He didn't know anything about her son. I may not know your family. But Elijah had a word from God's Spirit, get up, go talk to the people I put in front of you. And that's what God said to me today. And he said, I'm going to put those in front of you today that when they sustain the preaching of the gospel around the world, I'm going to sustain them. I know you have a need in your life. We all have needs. I have needs. The ministry has needs. I believe God is going to not only meet your needs, I believe he's going to meet your desires. Just as Elijah gave the woman a directive, he has sent me today to give you a directive, to urge you to help sustain this worldwide gospel soul-winning ministry by sowing in faith for your sustainment. $77. God's number of completion, God's number of perfection, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Remember, Job sowed 7 rams, 7 goats, and God answered with double for his trouble. Just put your sustainment seed in the mail. Or dial that number on your screen, $77. Or go to rodparsley.com, sow that $77 sustainment seed. Say, Pastor Rod, I'm partnering with you. I'm going to sow to sustain your voice. God brought me back from cancer. And now he's asking you, sustain this voice that's winning millions to Christ. And God says in return, I'll sustain you. So sow in faith, sow with great expectation. Let's believe together for God to sustain you, your family, as through this great worldwide ministry, we sustain millions around the world.
Your miracle is as close as one simple faith-filled act of obedience. The law of sustainment calls for a blessing wrapped around a rapid supernatural move of God. One step of faith to sustain God's prophet produced a turnaround miracle for a widow's finances, family, and future. You've been selected in this faith moment to bless and to receive a blessing. Respond quickly and activate God's divine law of sustainment. Support the work of the kingdom and call now with your sustainment seed of $77. For some, your situation requires a larger seed faith gift of $300 or more. To thank you for sustaining God's prophet today, you'll receive Dr. Rod Parsley's new release, The Law of Sustainment, on CD, DVD, and digital download. God's law is unchangeable. When you sustain the man of God, you will be sustained. Call now and sow your sustainer seed of $77, $300, or your most generous seed. You only have moments to accept your divine assignment. The blessings of the law of sustainment are waiting to be released to your family, finances, and future. Sow safely and securely at rodparsley.com or write today.
If you will lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset you, you'll have power of your own.
Everything he purchased in his victory at the cross, my warfare is to walk in it.
You know that when hell gets to cutting up, it's just an indication that the biggest breakthrough that you've ever seen before is on the horizon.
There's some stuff nobody knows I did, and you forgave me for it, and you died for it, and you were wounded for it.
The more the devil fights me, the more I'm coming out with a punch, baby. I won't stay here another day.
You shouldn't be worried about any attacks. The attack is the indicator of your closeness with God.
Culture should not change the church. Culture should not change the Christian.
We free ourselves from the chains of religion and timidity, and tomorrow we're about to change the world.
Well, sure hope you enjoyed today's ministry. If you do, you're really going to love my weekly podcasts, and there are a lot of them already on there. Folks share with me all the time when they're driving to the airport or they're driving on their vacation. They listen to those podcasts one after the other. They're powerful messages. They're practical teachings, insightful lectures from over 40 years, full-time gospel ministry with you in mind. It's available on all podcast streaming platforms and at rodparsley.com. Until next time, I'll be right here believing for the sustainment of everything good God has for you.